Assalamu alaikum everyone, my name is Muhi Khwaja with the American Muslim Community Foundation, and today on the Muslim Philanthropy Podcast, we are honored to have on Bilal Rahn, who is the founder of Tutoring for All, and he has been nominated for the Outstanding Youth category. So welcome, Bilal.
Thank you.
And congratulations on the nomination. So wanted to chat with you a little bit more about Tutoring for All and some of the work that you've been focusing on. So tell me, how did you get started with Tutoring for All?
So I'm an international student. So taking the SAT, taking the ACT, it was hard for me because of the fact that English isn't really a strong language. So I recognized this difficulty in myself and how hard it was for me. So I decided, why not do the same for other people, other international students, to and give them like at least like, because I was fortunate enough to have resources to help me out with my journey to getting a better score. But other people, obviously, like from places from like Syria, right? They don't, like, their conditions don't allow them to have access to that many resources. So I decided to make an online platform through WhatsApp, because that's really popular around the world. And this attracted a lot of people. And yeah, the main reason why I started it was just because out of like my own experience and just seeing get people getting helped and people actually achieving their dreams is kind of a heartwarming experience. And yeah, that I just love seeing that experience. And yeah, and I hope that they eventually get into their dreams of coming to the US like me.
Yeah, definitely. And I think education is one of those things that helps, you know, people break those boundaries and get access to a better lifestyle. So In starting Tutoring for All, like you mentioned, you started on WhatsApp, and you know, eventually, like, you were interacting with hundreds of students. So how have you managed kind of the need and helping other people as well?
So our community, it's kind of like, or at least our community that stayed since the founding, is kind of a family. So I started tutoring, and then there were some people who really liked my tutoring and they wanted to help out. So then they came on the team. And now it's we're kind of run like we have many tutors on this WhatsApp chat. And the cool thing is they're all from all over the world. So it's basically 24-hour tutoring service. You can log on there. You can ask a question. And in around 5 to 10 minutes, someone's going to get to it. And another cool thing is like people actually have fun when they're learning, and that's a big thing in our society. If you kind of shove information down people's throats, they're not gonna get anywhere. But like, they have fun, they make jokes, and it's kind of like, even though no one's really met each other face to face, or maybe sometimes not even seen each other, they still feel like it's part of a family. Kind of like whenever something bad happens, everyone just gets together, tries to help them out. So yeah, everyone's there for each other. And even though it's like a big thing, it's like a big family, and yeah, everyone's there for each other.
That's really great to hear. So especially with, you know, COVID-19, and how do you feel like that's either this moment of uncertainty for a lot of people across the world, how has your group and Tutoring for All kind of transitioned through that?
In terms of COVID, more people have actually flocked to the group because they don't now because of the fact that people is offline. It's people start to not have that much opportunity to get tutored, especially in the SAT, ACT. They don't really have like study partners, you could say, and they just don't have access to many things. So because of COVID, we expanded pretty rapidly. And like we said, we're a family. So every time someone else comes, it's like we kind of accept them into our family, just make it like a really fun place. So even though like all the problems of COVID might be punching them in the face, we're still making sure, hey, you're going to have a blast here. And try to make them get through COVID, and it's and yeah, the results are kind of cool because everyone's having fun, and even though COVID, like we've had some personal experiences in our group also, because I believe one of our tutors is mother died,
Oh, wow.
so yeah, that was sad. But like it was, like we're because we're a family, and we helped that person the best we could, and he's feeling better. So overall, I think COVID's like, even though it's been pretty destructive, I think it's made us bond together as a family much, much more strongly. And yeah, like we said, we always have each other's backs, and we always want each other to do extremely well.
It's definitely great to see that you've been able to build a community and you know from people all across the world. You were saying also I read in Pakistan and Saudi Arabia and Egypt, Turkey and Bangladesh. So in terms of being able to tutor, are most of these students have proficiency in some mutual languages, or how do you try to help people across different language barriers?
So, because like English is considered universal language, we usually, because most of our everyone is kind of speaks English. So, for the most part, yeah, English is our middle language. Because in schools, like even for most of the world, English is taught at school, so they do have some proficiency in English. And even if they don't, like I think there were a few people from the Middle East who weren't that proficient in English. There are other people from the Middle East who can easily just translate and just tell us what's happening. And yeah, because of that, because of the fact we just have everyone, like a lot of people around the world, just because a few people don't really know the middle language of like that we use of English, there are always other people who help them out. And yeah, so
So
it's
it
really
seems like a really supportive group overall.
yeah.
And I think one of the things that is remarkable of what you're trying to do is like taking the challenges of, income disparity or challenges in developing countries, but also trying to eliminate that by providing a stronger education for people. And in terms of their academic performance, is the goal to maybe get to universities in the United States or just in their own respective countries? What else are you trying to do to help the students?
So for the most part, most people in our group are people because SAT, ACT are standardized exams
Sure.
for the United States. So they will, they most of them do want to apply to schools in the US. However, there are sometimes schools that are in their countries that might need SAT, ACT. So yeah, in the end, we do want them to get into their university of their choice, or if needed, try to help them come to the US. But yeah, mainly those are the two goals. But that's not like I said, that's not our 100% goal. We're not
Sure.
just saying, hey, go to university and then that's it, because we want to establish like a long-term relationship with each student. So even though they might be in college, well, guess what? We have other people who are in college, so we can still help you with college stuff. It's not necessarily just SAT, ACT. So we kind
Right.
of just if we like, yes, we do specialize in these two standardized exams, but if people definitely need help in any other subject, we definitely have the resources to help with that.
That's great. And then are most of these tutoring sessions happening, outside of WhatsApp, but like how are the meetings happening usually?
So we have currently two groups because so WhatsApp is more popular in the kind of non-US regions,
Okay.
and Discord is now kind of the new hype for kind of the American region. So we have two groups, and what we do is we used to have it every single day. We used to have a schedule to have at least two classes so that we fit the time zones, because yes, they have access to typing and in the WhatsApp group, in the group chats, WhatsApp and Discord, and getting a response almost immediately. But sometimes people need a one-to-one live session in order to actually understand it. Like that's kind of like me. So we because of college applications, we've slowed it down a bit, but we plan to resume fast after the college applications. But essentially, we have a model in which we're gonna have one teacher who's from, right now he's from, we have the teacher, a teacher from Africa, and he's doing the sessions for basically Africa, Europe, and Asia, because they're all near the same time zone. And then I do sessions for the US and the America, so, and South America, North America and South America, and basically, yeah. So we try to divide up the time zones. So we have two, sometimes it could be three, depending on the request, because obviously, just because someone's from Africa, they can't encompass the whole time zone. But we have multiple tutors, so backup tutors. So we make sure that they get at least, they have a chance to attend these tutoring sessions. And how it works is we post Zoom links into the chat. We do tell them at a specified time. Meeting's gonna be, I think we had it 12 a.m. PST, that was for our international classes, and then 9 p.m. PST for our US classes, and then we'll sneak in another class if per as per request.
Okay, that's really helpful. And what have you felt the biggest takeaways in kind of starting your own nonprofit and navigating through all of these challenges?
I think the biggest takeaway is that you can, there are a few takeaways, but yeah, biggest takeaway is kind of having that supporting community behind you will really drive you forward. And that's what I've seen a lot. Because if you like take, for example, let's say if most of the time, if you're working by yourself, right, and have no one to support you, you'll be discouraged to work for you. It'll be like you're getting forced. But if you have a whole community that's like rallying you on, you're like, you got this, you can finish this, then that's like you're trying to show them, yes, I got this. So you're gonna be more happy with your work. And also, even like if you fail, no one's gonna like laugh at you saying, oh my, you're bad or something. They're just gonna say, hey, get up and you got this. So I think that's probably the biggest takeaway. Just having kind of that community behind you will really get you to high places.
Yeah, definitely. Like a support system and people who motivate you along the way. And tutoring, I think even beyond education, like just having people in your professional circles or mentors to help you, or now they even have like executive coaches.
Yeah.
So it's all very important to have those people who help you along the way.
Exactly.
Wonderful. Is there anything else you'd like to share with the listeners?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, everybody can find out more about Tutoring for All. You can look up their website, tutoringforall.org. We are having our annual symposium on Saturday, November 14th with Hassan Minhaj. You can learn more about all of the nominees at our website, muslimcf.org/awards. And again, thank you so much for joining, Bilal.
No problem.
Great.
Thank you for having me.
Yep.